Hello, everyone. It's Gavin from the Boy Time Podcast. I just want to give a quick apology. I'm in charge of editing the audio, and due to some limitations in regards to Skype, I have to record Grant and Jacob and Will and our great guest this week, Sexual Jumanji. I had to record their audio separate from my own personal audio, and then I usually go and I splice them in together, and I just play it by ear. I don't think I skipped far enough when checking if the audio was in sync, because for the last 5, maybe 10 minutes, my audio is very noticeably about 2 seconds ahead of everyone else's. For a majority of the podcast, this isn't bad. I don't speak too much. Sexual Jumanji, he handled a lot of heavy lifting. He's a very funny guy. But yeah, those last 5 minutes on my end are a little rough, and this is all on me. So if you have any angry comments, direct them at me, as always. I'll try to do better next time with regards to actually, like, saving stuff before I, like, fuck up. But that's the spirit of the show, I think. I think it's very DIY. And, sorry, but nonetheless, enjoy Boy Time.
It's time for Lost Boys. Pop in some cold ones. Bring all the boys, the young ones and old ones. The boys are all here. Bring on the parade, cause Boy Time is here. Sponsored by Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Welcome to another episode of Boy Time, the official podcast of Mike's Hard Lemonade, the official drink of Go For It, Hell Yeah, and Why Not. And we're back at it again for another episode of Boy Time, talking about The Bachelorette. I'm here, as always, with Gavin and Jacob. And for the first time, Grant finally decided to pop his head in here.
Waboom, baby.
And we have our first ever guest, the one and only famous special Twitter user, Sexual Jumanji.
Hello, everybody. Happy to be here.
Welcome. Yeah, welcome. We got lots to break down. Probably the best episode, I think, in a long time. We got DeMario, of course. Lion-ass, cheating-ass. We got a dog party.
I love the dog party.
Wah-boom.
Wah-boom.
So much more. So, let's ask some Sex Jason questions. So, how long have you been watching the program?
I've been watching it literally just this season. I always get around and I'm like, everyone tweets about it, so I'm like, naturally, I have to tweet about it. And I always do the first episode, and then I'm like, all right, I forgot this week, and then the show's over.
Yeah, the first, like, 3 or 4 weeks are usually the best, and then, like, as it starts getting eliminated more guys, it starts getting more, like, emotional and stuff, and
yeah, once emotion gets into it, I'm kind of like out, yeah. You know, I'm there for the fuckery.
Exactly.
This is Boy Time. We're not here to show emotion.
Yeah,
this is
exactly.
Man Time.
We're gonna stop recording this show after week 4.
So what are your feelings about the Bachelorette, Rachel? Rachel Lindsay.
She's very nice. She's a lawyer. I know that she's a lawyer. She seems like she's really, like, she's like really put herself out there for this one. Like, you can just kind of tell she's very affected by everything.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Continue.
No, you.
Oh, okay. She's looking for love, which is the whole point of the show. I know one of the issues with the show is people are always like, oh, they never stick together. But I think whoever she picks, I think they're going to be in it for the long run.
Or she could be one of the ones that doesn't pick anyone.
Oh, strong. That's happened. Oh,
yeah, Juan Pablo just like...
God rest his soul.
He said, let's keep dating. And then they broke up.
Damn.
He didn't propose.
That's crazy. I hope she's not like that.
I think she's in it for the right reasons.
The only way this show ends. The only way this show ends is she's proposing to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, in my opinion.
Of course.
They had chemistry, not gonna lie. They had good chemistry out there.
I think she should have given the rose to him personally.
Yeah, he was there for her.
Noted fan of The Bachelor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
So much.
So who are your favorite boys? Give us a breakdown of who were the Sex J picks.
Sex J picks? I really like Kenny. He's the wrestler guy.
Yeah.
Kenny's my early favorite. He's a big man on campus. He's a nice guy. He can suplex any of the other dudes in the room, hands down.
Well,
easy pick.
He let Lucas stiff arm him during the first group date, so I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. You got to pick your battles, and not every champion started at the top. You know, everyone's got to work their way up the ladder.
Michael Jordan didn't make his high school basketball team.
Exactly. Michael Jordan never played in college. Oh wait, that's no, maybe true. He did. Did he?
Fuck. I have no idea.
Oh fuck, he did play. No. That would have been so good. No. Fuck.
LeBron James didn't play in college.
Yeah, LeBron James never touched the college basketball court. He didn't make the team.
That's true.
He didn't get any scholarships.
The man
yeah, no scholarships.
LeBron James didn't even play in the NBA.
So any others?
Peter. She had the one-on-one with Peter. I liked him. That date, the date went good. We'll talk about that later.
He's a big sweetie.
Yeah, he's definitely a nice guy, and he likes dogs, which obvious winner right there, you know.
True.
He's definitely gonna be up there, for sure. I think.
I think he's the very least top 10 material, if not five.
No, duh.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You think?
So let's get straight to business with DeMario.
Oh,
and that side chick.
that was so wild.
That was perfectly planned by the producers.
I just love how he just walks out and he's like, who's this?
Yeah, he was he was telling her like how he was like, oh yeah, I'm really happy that we had this event. And then he sees her and he goes, oh, who's this?
He's all like, oh well, actually, we just a couple times. Okay,
he's like,
we're
oh, I never had
again.
Keys. Oh wait, no, I mailed those to you.
I mailed you your keys.
It's like you're trying to date a lawyer. Like I don't understand what you're gaining from lying about this.
Yeah, like, and then she was like, so do you have the keys? So did you give her back the keys? And he's like, well, I mailed her them. It's like, wait, what? No. Oh man, and then he had to leave, she was like, you know what, you just have to go. And he left in the basketball uniform.
No, that's the cheaters always, they say like, man, she's crazy, man. This is crazy. She's crazy.
Oh, yeah, I guess like some psycho bitch coming here to get back at me. I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
she's assassinating my character. I like that one.
Anytime someone says the words character assassination, you know they fucked up.
Yeah,
it's always their fault.
No one innocent uses that.
And lost in all of this was when he dunked on Rachel earlier.
Yeah, that was the bad move right there. That's when karma struck.
That was amazing.
If he would have not cheated on that girl, that would have been the best power play. But he knew in the back of his mind that that was going to catch up to him. And so at that point, mid-dunk, he realized it was a bad idea.
Literally.
And it really ended up biting him in the butt.
It's like that meme's like, you're probably wondering what I'm doing here. How I ended up here.
The only way that could have been any better is if, like, when he was dunking, like, the keys fell out of his pocket.
I'm like, oh, shit.
It's like, what the hell are these?
See, where he fucked up was that he went on the live after the final rose to his introduction.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
he saw him on TV. Like, okay, like there were at least like five or six guys on JoJo season that did the exact same thing, where they had a girlfriend hanging up them the day before they left for filming, and then just leave without any warning.
But nobody ever found out until after the show.
Yeah, right? They didn't know where, because like they go on, they get to the quest for them, they take their phones and everything, so they're just like, oh, he's gone or something.
He's missing. So, I have no idea where he is.
But yeah, but he had to go on TV stunting and got fucked up.
I would like to put out an open invitation to any girl who has had their boyfriend cheat on them by going on The Bachelor. Please DM any member of the Boy Time podcast. We are very good boys.
I'm extremely single.
Come on and discuss.
Yeah, I'm extremely single. I have a lot of Twitter followers. I have no money in my bank account, but we can work past that, I promise.
Exactly.
Clout.
That's pretty much all of our situations here, except for the Twitter followers part.
Yes. Yeah. See, I got that power.
It's the clout.
You got the clout. Clout is currency.
Yeah, he does have a lot of clout tokens, actually, if you consider that money.
I do.
I have too many clout tokens.
Clout is the new Bitcoin.
How long before clout inflates?
Ooh.
That's a great clout
depression. I think we're there.
It does not seem like a stable currency.
No, it's not. I see a lot of people out there, they think they have clout, but they don't have clout.
Next week, they're broke.
You gotta stop investing in clout.
Yeah, motherfuckers get a verified check for one article and start acting brand new. That's my take on clout.
The clout banks, they're too big to fail. There's no way they're gonna have any problems.
The second the Nuggets kid got verified, clout became hit rock bottom.
The second he got verified, being verified stopped mattering.
Exactly.
No.
And give us Nugs, please.
Nugs kids is banned from the Boy Time podcast.
If that kid's ever like at Wendy's with somebody and they ask for Nug, he says no.
It's like, you see the way my bank account is set up.
It's funny you would ask me that.
Folks, we have ventured off the rails here.
Let's bring it back in. So we talked about Peter, the sweet boy with the dog boy. We got Copper. Rachel's sweet
MVP.
Doggo.
I'd give my rose to Copper.
He had a broken leg, and they never touched on why his leg was broken.
Yeah,
how do we know that Rachel didn't break his leg?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, why is his leg broken, Rachel?
Can you put him in an arm bar?
I think they really underestimated how much the viewers would care. They're like, oh, they don't care.
No, they just had Rachel tweet afterwards.
Yeah, jumped off of something.
I do not abuse my dog. I don't appreciate the accusation.
This might be a cover of, like, you're bringing the dog on the show and everything. Like, having, like, a date around it.
Michael Vick.
The PR move.
Trying to normalize the animal abuse. Like, come on.
Shame on you, Rachel.
Rachel, get it together. Rethink this.
Do better.
Rachel, retired. We'll cut that out. We'll cut that part.
No, we won't.
Anything out of this.
I edit this. I'm not cutting shit out.
So I like that they went on a private jet, probably just to go to like a couple blocks away.
Yeah.
It didn't look any different when they landed.
They just did a circle.
They probably just got on the private jet for the show, and then they got off and drove like down the block.
Exactly.
They exit the runway in the dog party's driveway.
What if the dog party was on the private jet, just in the back?
Okay, now we're getting into it. See, now this is something I want to discuss. It's time for some game theory, some dog theory.
I would like to add to this game theory. I'm not sure if anyone has seen the film Airplane, but if you have seen the film, the co-pilot in that film
is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Is Kareem
Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh my god. Mind equals blown, dude.
So therefore, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar piloted the plane with a dog party in the back. Game theory, Eric Garland, retire bitch. We the new game theory.
Yeah, this is no longer time, it's game time.
Game time.
Like Airbud.
Game theory time.
Ooh, it's Airbud. Airbud, go on boy time.
Definitely still alive.
Airbud, call out, coming on the podcast.
Which reincarnation of Airbud do we get?
Ooh, good question.
Airbud 2.
I kind of like the hockey one.
No, we need the Airbuddies.
He's pretty metal.
Oh, you're right.
Everybody's
strength in numbers.
You don't need the reincarnation there.
Hockey probably makes the least sense, I think. Like, it's like not that really any of them.
I know,
makes
that's
sense.
Why it's the best one.
I mean, baseball makes sense as long as it's only playing defense.
They made an Air Bud movie about wrestling, by the way.
Oh, what?
I think it was in that movie.
Kenny, I don't think Kenny was a lap dog. Owner. That's why the dog had a broken leg.
Oh,
right. They sanctioned a dog fight in the Bachelorette Mansion.
This is what happens on the Bachelorette.
It's crazy how Michael Vick is a bachelor this season.
There it is.
Yeah, we got the doggy pool party.
Yeah, we did, most certainly.
And then they had their date, and I thought that they actually had some good conversation. Like, usually it's just talking about how much they like each other, like how much they can see each other, which yeah. each other, like really boring shit.
I was like barely paying attention.
No, it was a good like for my mental health and all kinds of stuff. Like, they're actually having a conversation.
Yeah, they were talking.
I mean,
about
this is a low standard I have for the show. But like,
that's probably good, actually.
they weren't just talking about each other and how they feel.
Yeah, true. I thought the dinner was weird because she asked about his like therapy or whatever, like if he's ever been to therapy or something like that.
She said that she's been to therapy.
Yeah, but then like he answered, and she was like, "You see, because that scares me," and I was like, "Wait, what?"
Yeah,
like, but it's a good scare, and I was, but then she kept saying that scares me, so I was like. I was like, are you trying to talk yourself into it being a good scare, or is it like she sounded shook by it. She was like, it was weird. Got a weird vibe during that dinner. And then the fireworks happened, and I was like, all right, that's too much. It's like, that's one date.
Yeah, that's some third date material is the fireworks. You gotta wait.
Exactly. You
gotta keep the black cats in the back of your closet until the third date.
You blew all your budget on the first one, getting those fucking bombs out there. Come on, man.
The rest of your dates are at like Applebee's because you can't afford food anymore.
Yeah.
A couple seasons ago, they actually did have like a date, like where they were working at McDonald's.
What?
Yeah, like two of them. Like, really? Like Ben season, they're like out of their hometown, and like it's like what? I think it was him, like Amanda, like they're just like working at McDonald's.
Boy Time Podcast date. Sponsored
That's
by
a
McDonald's.
Date.
I'm loving it.
That's the worst date in the history of the show. Then, like on JoJo season, they like had like they went on like a trip to like Pittsburgh.
Oh my god, I forgot like, about that.
For some reason, they basically just went there so that they go to Heinz Field and Jordan Rogers could like throw a football.
Yeah,
it's pretty much all.
27-year-old failed football player as Chad told me.
I miss Chad so much.
Yep.
No idea who that is.
Oh boy, he was a legend.
Get ready for Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh boy.
So soon.
Having Chad and Corinne on Bachelor in Paradise. It's gonna be wild.
It's like with Chad and Lacey.
Yeah, that was the last season. And they were like,
I just watched the first episode because that's the only one Chad was on.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's as far as I made it to you.
But that was an awesome episode.
It was.
Fuck you, Chris Harrison.
All of the trailers were cut to make it look like Chad was abusing everyone in the house, like physically abusing everyone. And it wasn't true. It was just like really raunchy.
That's always what they do. They're like the like ones like they did that in the promo for this season where it's all like, it's like someone's gonna get hurt and they show the ambulance driving up.
Yeah, exactly. Kenny's someone has a bloody face.
Yeah.
So then, of course, we got to talk about. And the husband material. So, Sebastian, you said you didn't watch this.
I missed the first part, first 30 minutes.
Waboom put his fucking hands on Kenny, boy.
Don't touch my man like that.
Yeah.
So let's break it down. So they go down to some field and they play some. Ashton Kutcher and Milo Kunis are there for no real reason.
Yeah, just okay. Shut up.
And they play some game called Husband Material. It's basically kind of like an obstacle course relay race thing where it's like you have to go to one station and like change your baby's diaper.
Yeah, you have to like change the baby's diaper, put him in like a sling.
And like vacuum, do all this kind of crazy shit. And if you mess up, you have to go to the doghouse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then it comes down to our boy Kenny and Lucas.
Thought Kenny had it.
They're like finishing at the very end of the race, running back with like a bouquet of flowers. Then Lucas gives our boy Kenny the stiff arm.
Ooh, don't do that. You don't do that to a man.
Don't do that to a wrestler.
There's just one, though.
He'll hit you with that backbreaker DDT that I definitely did not have to Google as Kenny King's finishing move.
Wow, the research right there. Holy shit.
I've seen Kenny King wrestle in person in beautiful...
Oh, really?
Yeah, in beautiful Arlington, Texas.
Shout out, sir.
Yes.
Arlington gang.
Is there?
Slammiversary 2015.
Real shit.
Wow.
When's Slammiversary 2017?
Yeah.
Fuck if I know.
We're going to all go watch our man's fight at it.
We're all going to go watch Kenny King wrestle. And we're going to throw roses at him.
Do what?
He was at WrestleMania.
Yeah, so yes. Greg, you saw Kenny as well?
No, Kenny wasn't at WrestleMania. Kenny's not at that level yet.
He will be.
I believe in him.
He's going to marry Rachel, and then Rachel's going to get into the wrestling business. And
the Black John Cena.
He's going to be her manager.
Yeah, she's going to accompany him to the ring. She's going to throw roses to the crowd.
That would actually be a really good bit.
It would be. I would watch that.
I'd pay to see that.
That should be pretty, like, they do, like, a mock roast ceremony. And, like, they start, like, they do, like, then it goes to, like, a ladder match. That'd be pretty good.
Please hire us.
You have to pull a rose down from the top of a ladder.
That's it.
There's so much potential for, like, a wrestling-based event this season. Like, they have to have a ladder match between all the bachelors.
Oh, my God.
They have to.
But I mean, they did football for, what's his name, Jordan, so they gotta do some wrestling for our boy Kenny.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not gonna say that Adam has an unfair advantage because he has a tag team partner with AJ, but I mean, it's kind of fucked up.
Oh, yeah. True.
Yeah.
No, but Kenny's a professional.
That's true. Kenny's gonna bash some heads in. Anyways, Waboom won this thing. Waboom beat Kenny.
Waboom. And our boy Blake was none the happy about it.
Oh, he was a fucking snitch this episode.
He's like, I know Lucas because I lived with his ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. That's so weird. Like, that's such a weird common connection.
Everyone's so connected on this show.
I'm going to make a bold prediction that they're Eskimo brothers.
Ooh.
Oh, 100%.
They're Waboom brothers.
That's probably why they don't like each other.
Ooh.
They were both born in the same Waboom.
Blake, he's the aspiring drummer, right?
So he's objectively the worst.
He's objectively the 33-year-old aspiring drummer.
Yeah, he sucks pretty bad.
He's literally, like, every time he's on the screen, I just think, like, this guy's doing nothing with his life. Why would she choose him?
He's so bad that you hate him more than the guy that you actually hate.
Yeah.
Which is Waboom.
It's like, that guy's the worst guy alive, but somehow I hate Blake worse.
Yeah, like
that Blake just like watches 21 Pilots music videos all day.
Yeah.
I don't think that.
Because he pisses off dudes like Blake.
That's why I like his bio. He's all like, what's your favorite kind of music? Like, anything with good drums.
I thought he might be cool and he might be like, oh, Death Grips or whatever. But he's definitely like listening to like B-sides of Rush. Yeah.
He's a big classic rock fan.
No, dude, he's definitely into Fish.
He's a deadhead.
There was the one guy who was like, your three favorite bands, and the guy was like, The Beatles, someone else,
Coldplay, and I can't name a third.
How can you not name three bands off the top of your head?
Any object in the room you're in.
Name three bands.
And then you grab Beatles and Coldplay, and like, like things people listen to still.
Let me pick the two most common bands in the world and not think of a third one.
He could have just said Elvis.
Yeah. Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
He could have. You know what I bet it was? I bet the word bands fucked him up. He probably listens to like shit like Pitbull.
Oh,
yeah.
Like,
you're right.
He's like, I can't say Pitbull as a band. So he legitimately didn't know three bands.
One Direction. Anything.
Anything is better than nothing.
Surely he heard a song at Walmart. Like
Ed Sheeran or something.
21 Pilots. Could have been a better answer than nothing.
I don't know. I think the guy who said he likes Train because they stood the test of time is like...
Yeah, well, he says like... Does John Mayer train in what else?
Oh, what was it? It was
probably like Jack Johnson or something.
No, I'm pretty sure it wasn't it Michael Jackson?
No, it was not Michael Jackson. I don't know.
It was something probably.
We have all the bios here.
Pull those up. Should we talk about Dean being a sweetie?
Yeah. Okay. So I mean, I was fully prepared to hate him because of his intro. Mm-hmm. But Rachel was into it. She's into him.
Yeah, I thought I would hate him too, but he seems good enough.
He's fine.
Yeah. So he's a little charming fella.
He's a sweet, nice boy.
Official sweetie.
So what's the word on the third favorite band?
Let's get back to what's important.
It's not this guy, but Jonathan, the Tickle Monster, his favorite three are Elvis Presley, Britney Spears, and Flo Rida.
Ooh, that's quite a group.
That's strong.
Yeah.
Flo Rida.
Best rapper in the game.
Years.
Apple bottom jeans.
Flo Rida, Georgia Line.
Ooh, Lord Almighty. Don't put that sin upon us. So, should we talk about this article Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wrote like last fall or winter?
He wrote like January.
Back in January about how the Bachelorette and the Bachelor are shows that are like killing romance, and then like 4 months later he's on the show.
He had a change of heart.
Yeah,
he's like, you're gonna have me how much to do this?
All I'm saying is he phoned it the hell in. He did not give half a shit about being on this show.
Well, he's a very like monotone, like restrained guy.
Yeah.
So
they should have had Charles Barkley.
Absolutely.
They
should have had Shaq.
They should have Magic Johnson.
Shaq's probably already been on. I'm gonna bet.
They should have definitely had Shaq, so we could talk about like getting his ass stuck in the seats at the farm or whatever.
They should have had Chris Webber, and he would have went on like a 20-minute tangent about a game in 1993 or some shit.
LeVar Ball. He's gonna teach Rachel how to be a big baller.
Dude,
no women are allowed to be ballers.
He would have his sons.
Yeah, he would have been standing there like screaming at them to box out and shit like that.
Fundamentals, boys.
He would have like chewed DeMario out for being too much of a baller.
Yeah.
these guys, they're big ballers.
No. He's fake baller. Fake-based, fake baller.
I loved how DeMario was wearing number 24, because you know in his head he was like Kobe Bryant. Like,
here we go, baby. It's Kobe time.
I was like, he's kind of like Donald Trump, where like everything's like the most, like my favorite basketball player is here with the girl of my dreams, my wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Borat voice.
My wife.
Nice.
And you know, it's funny because nobody's favorite, I don't know anybody whose favorite basketball player is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
On 2017, though.
No, because when you ask someone their favorite basketball player, they say like someone who's still in the league or like just out. They'll like say Kobe or like Steve Nash.
Jordan.
Yeah, or Michael Jordan. They're not saying Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Like, he's not in anybody's mind unless if he's in front of you, you know?
That's true. Unless you're looking at like the stat sheet that says he's like the all-time scorer, no one's talking about.
Yeah, I saw that in my 2004 Guinness World Record book. That's how I learned who he was.
It's like it's so funny because when they said like he's the all-time scorer, I was like, okay, I legitimately don't know who could be coming out right now.
Yeah, exactly. You could say anyone's name right now, and I would believe you.
Yeah, like, you could have walked fucking Tim Duncan out there and be like, all right. Seemed like his kind of show, but I guess.
Tim Duncan's a big baller.
He is.
So, sex changes. We close things out. I think we've asked him to talk, cover basically everything. We're going to play a game called Who Has More Followers.
Okay.
We're gonna rank you against the Bachelor, people in the franchise.
And ooh,
guess,
okay.
Guess who has more followers. So, first we're with the Rachel Lindsay. Rachel, who has more followers, you or her?
I'm gonna say she does.
No, she has 70,500.
Really? Damn. Yeah. I guess
you have a chance.
She has no clout.
Yeah,
no
she has. Clout. I should be taking her spot right now. I'm kissing all the boys night one.
You should. To be fair, she only has like 31 tweets, but.
Oh, so she doesn't even have good tweets either. Huh?
No, doesn't have good content.
No content. Truly,
it's upper game.
No clout. Sex J is the Bachelor next year. Confirmed. Yes.
That would be great. But like, we need to make like a
change.org.
an audition video for Sex J.
Absolutely. An audition video. I'm pretty sure I either tweeted it. No, I didn't tweet it. I said it to someone where I was like, if I was on The Bachelor, it would be... No, I did tweet it. I was like, I want to be on The Bachelor, so I'm just like on my phone, surrounded by 30 women. On live TV, having an anxiety attack.
You're just constantly asking girls on dates. Hey, they want to slip and die in the shower.
Has anyone ever died on The Bachelor?
Great question.
But Chris Solis, he did kill a guy last month.
Oh, what? That's
true.
Well, drunk driving.
Oh, that's not really. I mean, he killed someone, but it's not like a cool way to do it. It's
like a hate crime.
Yeah, it's a shitty way to do it.
Yeah, dude, hate crime, so cool.
You're gonna do it. At least.
Clap game. All right, so next, we have Nick Viall, The Last Bachelor.
Definitely him for sure.
Yes, he has 266,000 followers.
I gotta get there someday.
We didn't say it, but Sex J has, the metric is 110,000 followers.
Yeah.
So more or less, we're doing as much as these people.
I'm pretty much in the public eye just as much as them.
Yeah.
Basically,
I've really put myself out there like them.
That's true.
All right, so last season's winner, Vanessa Grimaldi.
Me.
Yes, she has 70,400.
Damn, she stalled there. She
Does
won,
she have a lot
and she
of tweets?
Didn't even get more than me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think Damn, so.
She needs to step
Her out. Husband has four times as many followers as she does.
No,
that's great. Right.
Yeah,
I mean, paradise.
Supposed to be at least 75 cents for every dollar the man makes.
I thought they got divorced or broke up.
Oh, no, they just started dating.
Oh.
That was the Bachelorette before. The Bachelor before just broke up.
Yeah, not this most previous one, but the one before that.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
All right, so...
That's a recurring theme in Bachelor lore, is breakups.
Another one is that, like, the Bachelorettes, they stay with their men longer than the Bachelors stay with their
That's
women.
That's true. Cool.
The first Bachelorette ever is still with her husband.
They struck gold that first time.
Yeah.
True, true love.
Should have quit there.
They spent the rest of the time trying to recapture the feeling.
Exactly.
All right, so next we have Joelle Fletcher, JoJo, The Last Bachelorette.
I'm going to say she does.
Yeah, 421,000.
She's out here.
We have Jordan Rogers, the winner last season.
Me, he's trash.
He has 200,000.
Ooh, that hurts.
Yeah. When your brother is Aaron Rodgers, I feel like that gets you at least a solid
50k. Yeah.
That's unfair.
He never really talks about that, so.
No, they don't get along.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers doesn't get along with anyone in his family.
Yeah, him and his family.
He sent, like, back at the whole family's their Christmas presents. And the other Christmas presents, and he sent them back.
He wants to win that battle. they're basically the Gallaghers of sports.
Yeah.
Except no one cares about Jordan.
Exactly.
So
well,
he's
no one cares about the Gallaghers either.
All right, so next we have Corin Olympios. She was the villain last season.
Oh, if she was the villain, she's definitely got more than me.
No, she has 78.5.
That's so weird to me. You'd think the villain would have a lot.
She has a catchphrase.
That's kind of criminal. She should have more.
If you look up her name on the GIF keyboard, you're going to have a good time.
Yeah, I feel like... I sense a theme where, like, a lot of them, they stall at the 70K mark.
Yeah.
I wonder what leads to that.
There's just something about that show.
People follow him just, you know, to have that Bachelor update knowledge. But then, you know, once the show ends, it's like, what kind of content are you going to give me?
Yeah.
That you're not famous anymore.
I follow a lot of people. Like, I follow them during
the season. I do that, too.
Yeah.
Because I kept, like, tweeting about, like, the show and like hanging out with people from their season, it's like, oh, this is kind of pathetic.
I will never be a Kenny.
It's like
trying to ride that wave.
I'm a Kenny lifer. That's true. The
Well, he has a side hustle too. He's a wrestler, so you can keep up with that.
Yeah, he'll always be relevant unless if he like breaks a leg or something.
Copper's gonna get his revenge.
Like the dog,
just like that dog.
Yeah, just like Copper.
All right, our next one is the real Chad Johnson.
The real Chad Johnson. I remember him. He was pretty popular, I think. Yeah. So I'm going to say him.
No, he has 105,000.
Ooh, I just beat out him there. Serves him right.
You should challenge him to something.
Marginal clout.
Challenge him to a fight.
I need to collab.
Challenge him to a fight?
Yes. Or a kiss-off or something like that. Challenge him to something gay and he won't do it.
Yo, boy, are you trying to smooch? Oh, I love his picture. Really he's smoking on a cig.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah,
I'll read it. Dear Lord, I asketh thee to keep my body fat low and my bank account high. May my DMs be filled with tens and my pockets full of 100s. Amen.
If you're looking for
I'm reading that.
Praying to the black Twitter gods.
That's the only verse you need.
There it is.
Oh yeah.
I might get that tattooed on like my upper arm, you know?
Yeah.
So once at the gym
I'm just getting that framed. The photograph in my house.
Has he copyrighted that? Because if not,
flexing the beard and everyone's looking at that. Oh yeah.
Oh, I hope he did.
No, but he allegedly.
He claims to have copyrighted Waboom.
I hope.
like
he uses Lindsay to sue Waboom over the rights.
Yeah.
Be getting a new type of Waboom in prison.
Lucas. Here comes the Waboom. The Waboom stick.
All right, next we got Olivia Cardi. She was the villain on Ben's season.
Very popular.
Very popular. I'll say her.
No, 52,900.
That's really, but it's been a long time. I should.
Yeah, it's been about 2 years. Actually, only 1 year and a half. But
yeah, I should have taken that into account.
Yes,
a friend of mine knows.
Been very humble college. This whole time.
So, all right, next we got Becca Tilly, Becca the Virgin. Who has more followers, Sexy or Becca?
Well, we're both virgins, so that's
a crime. I mean, you should hit
that
her
was
up.
Relevant for you to say that.
that's even right there. I'll say me.
No, she has 222,000 followers.
You know what? That's good. That just means I'm more pure.
What season was she from? I don't remember.
She was on Crystal's season, and she was on Ben's season. She double dipped.
Wait, she was on two seasons and she's...
Nick was on three.
That's wild.
Yeah, Nick was on two seasons. He was on Andy's and Caitlin's season. Then he was the Bachelor. No, and then he went on Bachelor Paradise. Then he was the Bachelor.
That's
then
wild.
He went on Dancing with the Stars.
That's wild that you could be so trash that you don't win all those times. And then they're like, okay, so, we're just going to have the show be around you now.
The embarrassing thing for Nick is that he was the runner-up both times.
Oh, yeah.
Always the
he proposed to two girls.
Damn, he proposed twice. Ooh, that's rough.
You're cucked.
I'd just kill myself at that point. Like, proposing and failing twice? I don't want to be alive anymore.
That's on TV, too?
Yeah, 6 weeks of torment.
Yeah, that's shame right there.
And you know that second time he thought he had it in the bag.
Oh, easily. He was like, this can't happen again.
That season that came in the middle. Like, you did it, like, you got cheated and, like, brought, like, halfway through the season and they brought him in as a surprise.
Yeah.
Viewers. Which I thought was kind of fucked up.
Yeah, he's like, it can't happen twice. And then God's, like, in heaven and he's just, like, cranking up to watch the Bachelorette. He's just like, all right, here we go, boys.
Who's
watch
the
this.
Boy's
favorite boy?
He's like, hold my beer. Lord, it's the one.
Chad, right?
I mean, Becca has his favorite girl.
Oh, well,
for sure.
Naturally.
She's the only
Actually, I think he can give his favorite boy. Next,
it's
Chris Harrison.
the true. Overseer of the whole show.
Oh, he's the host of the show. It's definitely him.
Yeah, it's 530.7 thousand.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here's a good one now. DeMario Jackson.
Oh, okay. So he's got a lot of power from last night.
Yeah, he's got a lot of short-term clout.
Yeah, he's got short-term clout right now for being a piece of shit. I'm gonna say it's still me.
Actually, guess how many he has.
Yeah, guess?
Yeah, like a ballpark range.
59,000.
Cool.
lower.
29,000?
320.
He has 320,000?
320.
Oh!
I thought you meant I got like, him beat on that one.
Oh my god, dude. He's a nobody. No, and he cheats on girls.
Yeah, he's worthless.
Double fucked up.
He's an executive recruiter. What does that even mean? Those are just two buzzwords.
Yeah. He probably doesn't even have a fucking job.
Probably.
I mean, neither do I, but...
Yeah,
I have more clout and I don't cheat on girls yet.
His bio is a cross between Seth Cohen and Kanye West.
Oh, God. He's
How
the worst
that falling ratio?
There's only, he's talking about like Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears in his bio. That's actually a good quote, though.
I like that.
This is the irony of this. He quoted a tweet with like the hands up emoji that said, I'd let DeMario ruin my life. Hashtag bachelorette.
He's
amazing.
He's like understandable.
Reaching
out. All right, we have one last one. Boy Time podcast. Who has more followers, Sex J or Boy Time?
Oh, no offense, boys, but that's me.
Yeah, we have 17 coming up right now.
There it is. You're right there, right behind.
we're on DeMario's heels.
Yeah. That's Mario, we don't cheat on women.
More followers with DeMario.
Boy Time podcast, and we're coming for your ass. IRL.
And then once we get you, we would like to ask you if you want to be on our show.
We want to know what happens to the keys to Mario.
Clear things up. Yeah, clear the air.
Yeah.
Tell your side of the story.
We want the keys.
We want to know
we're
going to
give you a fair amount of airtime. So
we're
express your
no
thoughts.
Spin zone.
Every time he talks, you're going to just drown him out.
One more thing. Like, I love the girlfriend. She just gave it like, Karma's a bitch. Like, you know she practiced that in the mirror.
She was
like,
ready to fucking
die. Yeah. She's like, so, she was so ready for that.
Hashtag her moment. Like, hashtag she practiced that speech in the mirror so many times.
She's ready to go.
Oh my. I'm with her.
This is my fight song.
She should be the next bachelorette. Absolutely.
DeMario's ex girlfriend is the new Hillary Clinton.
And they should put DeMario back
she
on the
be
show.
The next bachelorette.
That's a good idea.
DeMario's ex bachelorette.
Yeah. They put DeMario back on the show, and then night one, all the other dudes take turns beating him up.
Yeah, that's the cliffhanger for this episode. They look like they're trying to throw fists.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd
be dumb when it goes on air.
He's a front runner and he's gone now. Like, I'd be like, I'd be thrilled.
Someone's gonna get too rowdy, and then she's gonna be like, "You're all a bunch of animals."
Yeah. 100% is like a knife guy who gives a knife on him. He's gonna try and pull it out.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Like, I saw a side of Lee that I wasn't sure I was a fan of. He kind of pulled the knife out, and it was really weird how we all walked through the kitchen together, and he was the only one to grab
a
knife.
I definitely think that Lee is the most.
Not sure what
to
think of that
in this show.
Definitely.
Oh, for sure.
There's like a subtext they're building towards. He's a country singer. They're like, I don't fit in here. Like, they're always trying to build that subtext.
Yeah.
If Lee wants to come out and tell us how the story,
that goes for literally every other contestant too.
I would like for Mohit, the man who got
care to discuss it on the pod
on the first night and didn't get to talk to Rachel, to come on this show and have me pretend to be Rachel Lindsay and say what he wanted to say. Yeah, a little bit of. I kind of have a tooth gap. I think I could pull it off.
Little role play.
He was so drunk. He was like falling over, and they were like, "Dude, you got." He's like, "I'm too drunk. I'm too drunk."
He ruled. He was the best.
As he's still drinking.
That's the dream.
He is the best. So, he's the
most so relatable disgustingly boy. Relatable to my life. I was.
No, he's on Paradise.
If you became Bachelor, they would be like, "You gotta talk to these girls," and you're just like, keep falling over before you can talk to them. Like, can I steal you for
a minute?
Or is he just gonna
I'm like, sorry, I'm head over heels for Rachel.
I'm like, if I was ever on The Bachelor, I'd be like throwing up in the toilet, and they'd be like, can I steal you for a second? Okay. All the girls are like, you know, he's got a weird side to him. But I really like him.
It's pretty endearing. I feel like you can take care of him.
I actually do want that to happen. Like, to get some guy that obviously sucks. Like, see what the girls say about him.
That's a good idea.
He's just so sweet.
The way he's sweating through his suit right
you
now.
Won't stop talking about
Bachelor. Fixer Upper Edition.
They say. they said he already had 100,000 followers before
the show.
I don't know what happened. Man, the casting call for that season is going to be so good. Like, trying to skirt around that they want like absolute nobodies. Like, are you? Do you have a good personality?
I want to see the questionnaire how they rule out like bad people applying, like,
yeah, they just take out all the actual good people.
Yeah, yeah. I want to see if there's a question like, have you
When's
ever
the last time
committed
you
like
goodwill?
murder?
Yeah. I want to see how easy it is to lie through the process.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Look at DeMario.
Yeah, that's what DeMario did.
Jordan Rogers did the exact same thing, and he won, and they're still together.
That's true. Advice on the Boytime podcast.
You gotta fake it till you make it, baby.
Exactly.
I think we should close with some life lessons that we took away.
We have fun here.
Live Moss, baby.
Brought to you by
Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Here we go. Live Moss, baby.
Of course it is.
The official drink of Go For It, hell yeah, and why not?
Alright, I got some advice. One, it's obviously you don't cheat on a girl and then go on a dating show.
But
the second part of that advice is it's not cheating if she can't pull up her phone to prove that it's cheating. Mm. So basically, you have to break her phone before you leave.
You should have swiped her and be like, oh no, the screen's broke. Oh, no. Nah. Like, oh, okay. I was hoping to get some closure on that. Oh,
yeah.
Should have asked to see the phone and then just smashed it on the ground.
Exactly.
He just tried to lie. He should have
dunked the phone.
He went right into the lie. You don't go right into the lie. You got to be truthful at first. You got to be like, yeah, I know her. But then when she's like, did you guys ever have sex? Which, by the way,
she didn't even ask that. He just volunteered that.
Yeah.
She's like, we've
humble brag.
But he's like, we've had sexual
really
intercourse. And she's like, okay, I never asked that, though. and anyone who says sexual intercourse has actually never had sex, so.
True.
We
made the love once or twice.
Okay, so, yeah.
All right. I have some advice, sponsored by Taco Bell, once again, our gracious sponsor. Thank you. I just really think that if you need a good way to talk to girls,
great advice.
Break your dog's leg. Now I'm not saying that you have to be the one necessarily to do it, but if you do, you know, you can always just say that it fell off of a high place. That's fine. But I think that, you know, girls or guys, really, everyone just loves animals. And
especially ones with the broken leg.
Yes. And everyone also loves the delicious taste of Taco Bell. Their new naked chicken dunker fritters are great to watch with Rose, what's her podcast called? Boy Time. It's great to watch Boy Time.
Thank you. There's no that better iceberg than an injury.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The ultimate injury. Brain injury.
Brought to you by the new mystery flavored Airhead.
White mystery, just like all of these Bachelor contestants. That's my occupation when I go on the show.
White mystery. You definitely have to say it.
Question mark,
like,
question mark, question mark.
Why?
Yeah, exactly.
White mystery.
White mystery. Oh. I'm a for hire superhero down in Times Square.
Beautiful advice. Anyone else? I think we should all take a turn. So,
thank you.
On a high while we're good?
I think we should just end the show on a high while we're good.
Yeah, that's some good.
And also by Olive Garden.
Brought to you by Medical Marijuana. Family,
which is also the slogan of Medical Marijuana. And Taco Bell. And Mike's Hard Lemonade.
And Taco Bell.
Boy Time Podcast. We're appropriating that.
Fourth meal.
When you're on Boy Time, you're family.
That's true. Right, thank you to Sex J for coming on and just breaking down everything. He's a recurring guest now. So
of course I will be. I'll be a recurring guest.
Yeah, I mean we'll try to get maybe for the finale we might try to get
to Mario.
An all-star guest.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
The Bachelor of Voltron.
We have clout.
We're gonna get I mean we have clout.
What the shit?
I have more followers than him, so
sorry,
should
friends. My Siri just decided to tell me
we're
an animated film All Star Superman with no prompting. Yeah. To Mario is All Star Superman. This is canon.
You're about to die.
That's true. Go check out Wonder Woman in theaters June 2nd.
97 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Dear God.
Go see.
Superhero movies Baywatch. Are overrated. Hot take.
There's never been a good superhero movie.
Featuring
never.
Baywatch is like a superhero movie.
Excuse me, have you seen Sky High?
Classics on Boy Time.
Oh, you're right.
Boy Time movie.
That's
time,
the only
coming
good superhero
soon.
Movie.
Film time.
Movie time.
Film time. We don't watch
time movies. Sex film, time.
Film podcast coming soon.
Time for some film.
Confirmed. You should definitely do it.
I'm actually thinking about it.
We're just watching old films.
I've been giving it serious debate where I would like do one movie a week, and then like I try to get more people to watch it, and then come
it's
on
like
the podcast.
Like a book club?
Like a book club, but it's for movies.
That's great. No, sounds reason. Good to me.
Yeah, start with Vanilla PD.
All right.
Vanilla PD.
All right, well, yeah, thank you for coming on, and...
Yes.
Until next time.
Peace out.
It's boy time.
Waboom.
Waboom.